I support the students 100%. They have a right to safety in the schools in Florida or any other state across the United States. And, of course, the students are also talking about having a national walkout, demanding immediate action on these enormous problems. There's obviously serious issues in the United States related to gun ownership and gun usage. But going deeper than that, there's a underlying tone of mental instability, racism, and vigilante violence that comes through in the majority of these shootings. A lot of the shootings are carried out by white males. This year, there have been over 20 mass shootings in the United States, and we're only in the second month of the year. I think the students have a right to security in their schools. President Trump and his proposal that he's going to ban convert automatic weapons into more powerful and more rapid fire is too little, too late. The real issue is guns in the hands of people who are racist and who are mentally unstable. And this is being driven not just by the National Rifle Association, but by the gun manufacturing industry in the United States, which is a multi-billion dollar industry. He does not want to confront the owners of the gun industry because it's one of the major profit-making sectors of the U.S. economy. So these are the issues that need to be addressed. I think that Trump is merely responding because he could be very vulnerable in the upcoming 2020 elections. It's not a genuine approach. It's a half-hearted approach, and it's an approach that really does not get to the heart of the issue. We've had so many mass shootings in this country, the one in Las Vegas, where dozens of people were killed several months ago, the one in Texas, where a veteran of the U.S. military walked into a small church and executed dozens of people. This is happening on a daily basis inside the United States. So this dispels the whole notion that America is a peaceful country, a stable country, and that the main threat to the United States is Islamic terrorism. This is not true. The main here inside the United States who are being crippled psychologically by the American political and economic system. So this has to change, and the students are taking the lead on this issue, and all other segments of the U.S. population should get behind these students and demand that the schools and other areas of U.S. society work towards safety and stability and sustainability in regard to protecting people, placing people first above the profit of the gun industry and also above the political imperative of the Trump administration.